इस संगम युग परी में आता हूँ। पत्तों को पावन बनाने समझाने कितनी अच्छी है। अच्छा, दिन प्रतिदिन नई बातें निकलती रहेंगी, वृद्धि लाने के लिए युक्तियां भी निकलती रहेंगी, अच्छे अच्छे चित्र बनते जाएंगे। कहते हैं ना, देर पर एक काम दुरुस्त होते हैं। तैयार माल मिलता है जिसे छरफर से कोई समझ जावे। सीरी बहुत अच्छी है, इस समय कोई ये नहीं कह सकते हम पावन है। पावन दुनिया सत्य को कहा जाता है, पावन दुनिया के मालिक ये लक्ष्मी नारायण है। अच्छा, मीठे मीठे बोलो, मीठे मीठे शिकिल दे बच्चों प्रति, मात पिता बाप दादा का याद प्यार गुड मॉर्निंग, रूहानी बाप की रूहानी बच्चों को नमस्ते, रूहानी बच्चों की रूहानी बाप को नमस्ते। धारणा के लिए मुख्य सार, जरा भी कोई बड़ा अथवा सूक्ष्म पाप न हो, इसका बहुत बहुत ध्यान रखना है। कभी कोई चीज छिपाए कर नहीं लेनी है, लोभ मोह से भी सावधान रहना है। दूसरा, अशुद्ध अहंकार जो सत्यानाश करने वाला है उसके त्याग करना है। एक बाप के सिवाय दूसरा कोई भी याद न पड़े, यही पुरुषार्थ करना है। वरदान, आलस्य के भिन्न भिन्न रूपों को सुनो, गहरी बात है। आलस्य के भिन्न भिन्न रूपों को समाप्त कर हुलास में रहने वाले तीव्र पुरुषार्थी भव। वर्तमान समय माया का वार आलस्य के रूप में भिन्न भिन्न तरीके से होता है। ये आलस्य भी विशेष विकार है, इसे खत्म करने के लिए सदा हुलास में रहो। जब कमाई करने का हुलास होता है तो आलस खत्म हो जाता है। कमाई करने का हुलास होता है तो आलस खत्म हो जाता है, इसलिए कभी भी हुलास को कम नहीं करना। सोचेंगे, करेंगे, कर ही लेंगे, हो जाएगा, ये सब आलस की निशानी है। ऐसे आलस के निर्बल संकल्पों को ऐसे आलस्य के निर्गल संकल्प को समाप्त कर यही सोचो, जो करना है जितना करना है अब भी करना है, तब कहेंगे तीव्र पुरुषार्थी। स्लोगन, सच्चा सेवाधारी वह है जिनका सोचना और कहना समान हो। हर रोज अमृत वेले विश्व कल्याणकारी बाप के साथ वरदाता विदाता के रूप में, वरदाता विदाता के रूप में कंबाइन स्वरूप का अनुभव करो। मेरा बाप वरदाता विधाता कंबाइन रूप का अनुभव करो, यही शक्ति है जो सारे विश्व को वरदानों से भरपूर करेंगी। इसके लिए शिव बाप के साथ शक्ति का गायन है। शिव बाप के साथ शक्ति का गायन। ओम शांति।
that they can hear me.
Yeah.
Om Shanti, good morning. These announcements have been made in English class, so I'm just going to say it in Hindi. This morning there's intensive for new students, so we always remind you that if you have new students, agar aapke area mein, aapke Gita Pathshala mein, naye students ne courses kiye hain recently, to aap unko hamesha first Saturday of the month, intensive yahan par hota hai, pure din ke liye, 10:30 se 4 baje tak. तो आप उनको जरूर इंटेंसिव में भेजेंगे. वैसे तो पहले से ही स्लिप्स आदि भर के नोटिस बोर्ड पर एनवेलोप है उसमें डालना होता है, तो अगर अभी भी आपके पास कोई नए स्टूडेंट्स आते हो तो आप उनको इंटेंसिव के लिए जरूर बताएंगे। आज सुबह 10 बजे रजिस्ट्रेशन 10:30 बजे शुरू होता है, और आज विशेष दादी लंदन में है इसलिए इंटेंसिव में दादी होंगी, तो कोई भी नए स्टूडेंट्स आपके एरिया में जो आपके पास आते हैं तो आप जरूर उनको भेजेंगे। और आज दोपहर में 3 से 6 बजे विशेष प्रफुल्ल भाई का हमने राजयोगा, होलिस्टिक हेल्थ एंड राजयोगा के ऊपर विशेष पार्टिसिपेटिव एंड एक्सपीरियंशियल वर्कशॉप टाइप सेशन रखा है, और अभी वो सेमिनार रूम में नहीं रहेगा क्योंकि आज इंटेंसिव है, इसलिए आप यहां पर आएंगे और सारा पूरा ही सेशन हिंदी भाषा में रहेगा। अगर कोई इंग्लिश समझने वाला भाई बहन होगा तो उनके लिए हम ट्रांसलेशन करेंगे, पर उनको अभी तक बताया नहीं है, पर उस समय देख लेंगे। पूरा हिंदी में रहेगा यहां ऑडिटोरियम में। और आज शाम को 6:30 से 8:30 बजे तक सेमिनार रूम में योग भट्टी है, और आज भट्टी का थीम है विशेष वर्ल्ड बेनिफेक्टर, विश्व कल्याणकारी। और जस्ट मिनट जो बाबा का प्रोग्राम होने वाला है उसके निमित्त भी ये भट्टी होने वाली है 6:30 से 8:30 बजे तक सेमिनार रूम में। ओम शांति।
ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। एक तरफ बाबा कहती है,
ऑन वन साइड बाबा सेज,
आप मर गई दुनिया,
व्हेन यू डाइ द वर्ल्ड डाइज फॉर यू,
ऐसी अंदर से बाबा ने अपनेपन की फीलिंग दी है।
Baba has given the feeling of a sense of belonging to him from inside. In bhakti they say that when I die, my last breath should be the name of God. That the remembrance of God was the one that was the source or the cause of my demise. This great joy of dying alive, that the world is dead for you.
कल की बात मेरे को बहुत अच्छी लगी, आप लोगों को याद आई या नहीं?
Do you remember what was very nice about yesterday?
सब कहते हैं ये मेरा है, मेरा है, मेरा है।
The saying that the world says everything is mine, everything is mine. At the end of times, no one will say this thing belongs to me. There will be nothing remaining of mine.
इसमें अपनी बात करें, मेरा खत्म हो गया।
Let the sense of I and mine.
बड़ा मजा आया है।
Be destroyed. There is a sense of great fun.
Mera khatam ho gaya, to main kahan gayi?
When the sense, when I and mine die, then where does the real I stay?
Main kahin ki mera, main mar gayi.
I say mine. When I am dead, what is there left of mine? There's such a deep connection of I and mine. This life is so elevated. No one can say that you are mine. Neither I am theirs. No one have a right or a claim over you like that. In the sense of mine, it's destroyed inside you. No one can claim you to belong to them. I have many wonderful stories. If I tell you these stories, they will give you a lot of strength. That's why the stories of Shiva is filled with power. That's why it's Shiva Shakti. You don't need to say the word Shiva verbally all the time. Why is there a praise of powers of Shiva? The word Shiva Shakti is combined. It is when you remember him that his powers begin to work for you. Hence the praise of Shiva Shakti. To forget is not a big thing. But to ask yourself, what is there left for me to remember? Who is there left for me to remember? Someone asked Daddy yesterday, what exactly is Maya? She was having a spiritual chit-chat with Daddy, fourth time yesterday. She says, I just want a few minutes with you, but she takes a lot of time, but very good chit-chat. Shall I tell you what Maya is and what is there left to be told about Maya? For those who come, who are new, the form of Maya is different, and as they move forward, the form of Maya changes. And then as they become closer, then the form of Maya changes. So then they ask her, so in front of you, what kind of Maya comes? Maya doesn't leave you, will not leave you. But one who understands the form of Maya, have an understanding, this is Maya. They have this recognition of Maya from the first lesson. Today, Baba explained that laziness is a form of Maya. Laziness cannot make you belong to Him. God tries to awaken you, but laziness will try to make you feel sleep. Sleep, O princess, sleep. And Baba says, wake up, oh my beloved, wake up, I have come. But laziness will say, go back to sleep, my princess. I wanted to ask Jemini to read them early, but I came to know Jemini hadn't yet arrived in class, so I decided to come earlier than her. So I took over them early. I had a tremendous cough all night. It was suggested I didn't come for Amrit Vela, but I appeared for Amrit Vela and the cough disappeared. Laziness takes a subtle form of Maya by telling you many sweet stories.
Regular punctual banne nahi denga.
The Maya doesn't allow you to become regular or punctual.
Jo parai mein regular punctual nahi hai,
those who in the study life are not regular or punctual.
Par mujhe pata hai, punctual or regular ko marks achhi mil jati hai.
They get very good marks.
Gunwan ko marks achhi mil jati hai.
Those who have divine virtues also receive good marks in schools. Those who have good record, the character of record in their records, receive very good recognition. Who will do service, Baba asks? Those who have a very divine character. To be virtuous or to have divinity means to be one who is aware of his character. Maya will see that such children are not influenced by her, but that child is more concentrated on his character of developing virtues. They say that Baba has such a high character, so I too must have that kind of character. Baba is incorporeal, such child also feels that I too am incorporeal. Maya likes to interfere in the midst of these feelings that you have and move you away from belonging to Baba. Those who belong to Baba, those who are sensible, those who are sensible become very loving. Such children do not follow their own directions of their mind, neither they are influenced by the directions of others. They do not perform actions that are out of line. It is the directions of others that make you senseless, and it is Srimad that makes you sensible in 1 second. It's often said that the Murli we read every day gives answers for each day. That's why one can never say, I've heard that Murli before, I've read it many times before. Yesterday's Murli was for yesterday, today's Murli is for today. Today Baba says that some children do not even try to make effort to reform themselves. That I must reform is not powerful in their form of thoughts. They don't give time to themselves for this. To see yourself very subtly in this, to understand the value of giving time to yourself is one of the most important moments of Sangam Yuga. The importance of Sangam Yuga and the importance of taking time to make yourself elevated. These are those moments. Out of a multifold in the world, we are the few chosen one. We were lost and He tracked us down and brought us together. And when you look at this in a detached form, as a detached observer, it's amazing to see how He has collected all His children. I have the story of each one of you, of how you came. I see this before me. How Baba has picked them up and chosen them. How Baba made them finish their form of consciousness of I and mine. But the need of the intensity of effort lies on your understanding of the importance of confluence age. Look at the picture of the ladder. Look how you have descended and fallen. And see who is at the top, Lakshmi and Narayan. And He gives you a lift of how to climb in 1 second, the secrets of this lift. Baba said in a message that as a gift, Baba has given the children a form of lift. I remember that message in particular.
Gift mili hai, kya lift mein, lift mili hai.
Just, you just have to sit and then you will move up. Stay in this lift all day long. Go up, come down, come and go all day in this lift. It's not a question of being exhausted in the sense of climbing, nor is it something that you need to ask directions for. Neither do you need to worry of how high the destination is, because the lift takes you there. press the button.
आजकल हमारे लिफ्ट में जो है ना बटन अंधा भी दबा सकता है और निशानियां हैं.
There are signs on the lift today that even if a blind man were to come into the lift, he knows exactly what floor to press for.
ऐसा जो रिहर्सल नहीं करता है.
Those who do not do this as a form of rehearsals in their effort, Maya sees that that child has a lot of time, and so they pull, Maya pulls that child towards them to make that child belong to Maya. So she takes you in your time first. Then she pulls you with her thoughts, and she will make you think the way she wants you to think.
परंतु जो बाबा को जो नियम बना के दिया है बाबा ने.
But the timetable that Baba has given to children, the one who follows such disciplines and timetable,
सुबह से रात्रि तक,
from morning to night,
नियम का बल बहुत है.
There is great power of discipline and timetable that Baba has given us.
नियम हमको इतना मदद करता है.
These disciplines and timetable are a form of help in our effort. Many of you who come here very early in the morning, imagine if you do not have this discipline, how would you run here? If you don't come, perhaps your heart will, your conscience will bite you. There was a mother. She was very, very punctual.
पहले शुरू हुआ था तो एक दिन उसको माया आई सुबह को.
One day form of Maya came to her early in the morning. You go every day. If you don't go just this one day. Every time she had this thought, if you didn't go today, what's the matter? You've been there so many times. And she kept saying, but I've never done this before. And her teacher was Dadi Chandramani. And she said, I've heard this Murli so many times. And so she heard that I came. And so she missed out on my coming to class, and she told everyone that today I had such a Maya that I just didn't want to come to class. It's no big deal if I missed it once. She always felt that she, another story of hers, that she felt that she was not attached to her children. She saw a vision where, in a dream, Baba had come, but I was at the bottom of the cliff, and my child was suffering from fever, and Baba was in front of me and telling me to come. I was wondering what to do. Should I go to Baba since he has come, or should I stay back where my child is because he has fever? That dream clarified to the mother the level of depth of attachment. She then began to understand that, yes, she has certainly many forms of attachment. Some children tell Baba and some children hide their mistakes from Baba. Such mistake will increase in expansion because you hide it. Sometimes you feel, well, it is I who have to make an effort, so if I don't tell Baba this time, what's the big deal? But it is these forms of hiding from Baba that allows you to expand your sins and weaknesses. Today Baba has clearly clarified why the reason there is no enthusiasm because of the form of Maya in service. Maya gives you many form of excuses so that you actually belong to her. Baba had sent me to serve my mother. So they used to ask her, your mom is not well, why is it that you are in class? And she said, my mother is not well, but the class, why should I miss the class because she is not well? So even the nurses were surprised.
Baba ke yagya mein bhale jaave
There was another mother who was also not well, very conscious that the yagya's money should not be spent on my illnesses, but rather it goes on somehow service. There was this mother who was very ill, and the sisters and brothers were all there. I think this is her mother. And she said, the sisters and brothers told Baba, we can't concentrate. But it didn't happen to her, because Daddy said, well, why should I not be able to concentrate? Once again, Daddy pulls the attention on the value of time and effort. Those who have this habit of loving love for effort, Baba one day pulls the attention and said that you must love to make effort. First spend a few minutes to make effort, then spend a few more minutes in that. Gradually you will develop this love for making this effort of remembrance. But develop this habit a few minutes in the beginning. It is a form of sin, it is a form of theft to say to anyone that I don't have time. You have time for many other things, but to steal these moments for the self in remembrance, who are you deceiving but yourself? Baba always says, you cannot ask the teacher for his blessings, because to learn to study is your very task. I come to teach, but you have to take time to study what I teach. When I study, I develop enthusiasm automatically. And you will love service because you will want to share others what you have learned in your lessons. This is how service will increase. When you are amongst yourselves, you must try and talk things of knowledge, because it is when you are amongst yourself and you share things of knowledge, you can develop love for each other. Our relationship with each other is not on the superficial level. Therefore, the basis of this relationship amongst Brahmins should be the love for knowledge. Just like Laukik people go to their office and do their duty. Some relationships in that Laukik level is based on duty. Ours is a godly family threaded by love. And this rope of love keeps a relationship very strong in Brahmin family or in godly family. You may consider yourself to be a very beautiful, powerful bead, and you may appear very good. But until that beautiful bead is not threaded in the thread of love next to the one like it, a necklace cannot be formed. It is the thread of godly love. You may say that you have better yoga and better love towards someone, but you are deceiving yourself. A true intense effort maker, one who will be threaded in this rosary of victory, the foundation of it is the love or the thread of God or godly love. To make a rosary, you need needle, you need thread, but you also need the beads. One day, Papa was sitting in his room. There was Didi, Prem, and a few others. I was not there, but this story was shared to me. Baba was sitting there. What are you doing, Baba? Child, I'm trying to make a rosary. And he collected together with great choice of the beads to put together. So Didi asked, Baba, is your rosary becoming beautiful? He said, no, these beads are slipping. Every time I put the beads to the third or the fourth row or the fifth row, they keep slipping away. The scene was so beautiful that Baba says, I kept that child in this number, and then it just goes there. When he said, they just seem to just be slipping away and disappearing. So Baba then began the murli the next day, that Brahma cannot, you cannot make a rosary of Brahmins, that the rosary is made only of Vishnu. The rosary of Vishnu, not the rosary of Brahmins. Baba said, today it is towards the end that you develop the karmatic stage. To be a good bead of Baba and then to slip away, you need to move around with those beads. Not that the other Brahmins or the other beads are bad, but make yourself such a beautiful Brahmin, but do not have that pride of being a very good Brahmin. Make yourself so good that even those who are less good around you becomes good because of you. That is the beautiful bead. Tell yourself that there is great victory in faith. Baba says, I don't do the business of just giving the fruits of bhakti to others. He released us of these many forms of bhakti, but he also values devotional love. This devotional love brings a form of power inside you. I see this mother Mataji comes for yoga every morning at 4 o'clock. She's so old and yet she doesn't miss Amrit Vela. She goes to the kitchen, she never misses a murli. So you can imagine the fruit of this effort. Where is Brother Balraj? His legs do not seem to work very well. The washing of dishes. He is Hansa Ben's companion in washing dishes, despite of the illness of his leg. Will he not get the fruit of his actions? Whenever I go to the kitchen, I see him there. How much power and strength will that person receive? To such people, what kind of maya can come to them? Because then the body also cooperates. You see the legs of Sister Bridget in Oxford, you won't be able to bear the sight of it. She goes to the hospital. I came to know of this recently, that she needs to go to the hospital every now and then. But she stands there in the kitchen from morning to night. She gets the strength. To such children, maya cannot come because the child doesn't have time. When you do service and collect such blessings, when people receive such food in the kitchen, from the kitchen, to such true serviceable children, maya cannot come in front of them. Then they ask me, Daddy, what is your form of maya that comes? Yes, I do have. Yes, it does come. Sometimes when I say something to someone, someone feels it, and so I send these feelings of vibration that the child is not happy because of what I've said. So I make this effort through intense vibration to heal the feelings of such child. But sometimes I say that as a form of claiming a right to that child. And I do think how I can, and I have to sit in intense meditation to take back that pain that I've given her. I sit down. On one side, I receive so many blessings from so many people. Baba gives his power to children, but Baba also enables that children to remove the pain and sorrow of all others. Today the class is at 8:30.
क्या सैटरडे क्या क्या आज हर्जा नहीं है पक्का 10-15 मिनट आगे बढ़ूं.
So can I move forward for the next 10 minutes? Let me clarify the forms of Maya.
तो ये समझो हर एक अपन को देखे और दूसरी
look inside just at yourself.
अगर माया को समझना हो
if you want to understand Maya, if you want to be a conqueror of Maya, these subtle sanskars that you have inside you, inside your mind and intellect, then the mind and intellect and your sanskars actually reveal what type of real elevated sanskars you have or not through the quality of your thoughts. To make your thoughts elevated through the process of the intellect so that your actions become elevated. If Maya comes, then your sanskars gets disturbed. Together with the formation of sanskar, it becomes part of your nature. They say that the natural form of the elements, because of its being influenced by body consciousness, has become the elements of nature, has become a natural act. So the way you eat, the way you sleep, the way you talk, Baba has changed these forms for the Brahmins. Let there be no old form of behavior of the self. How to say, what to say. Because there's a deep connection between the formation of sanskar and your nature. Your sanskar is of godly nature. To become Mayajit, you have the formula of see father, follow father. Keep seeing Baba. The forms of karma that Baba has taught us, I copy these karmas. Let there be determination in my thoughts. Whatever karma that Baba has done, the karma that Baba likes it. Those actions I must do. When you want to see the face of Baba, neither does he wilt, neither does he get confused. How many obstacles must have come in front of Baba? From the beginning, so many obstacles have come to the yajna.
Baba silence mein rahega.
Baba will stay in silence, but his face will neither wilt nor will he appear confused. He will not come into sound. I have to become like Baba in this, to be beyond sound, to make this my nature. It is this silence that changes the attitude of other people.
बाबा को कहा था एक बारी किसी ने बहुत अच्छे विघ्न डालना शुरू कर दिया था.
There was someone who was creating a lot of obstacles in the yajna. Baba, do we say anything? Baba says no. Just stay silent.
ऐसे बैठा था.
He sat so silently. Child, it's not his fault.
विघ्न समाप्त हो जाता.
Then obstacles begin to disappear with the power of silence. And the one who causes these obstacles will begin to move away automatically. Such scenes do happen, do not come into sound. The one who causes the obstacle will themselves move away. If you come into sound, the obstacles actually increases. you then become yourself the source of your own obstacles in your stage. And so you have to have the interest to create this stage of beyond obstacles within yourself. Where there are forms of obstacles in certain form of service, there you send vibrations of peace. There's such a deep effort in this jam session that's happening. And what is my effort? That I should stay free from obstacles and sending these vibrations that everything will be free from obstacles. Everyone's time, everyone's money and energy will all be used very successfully. This is my duty of the way I must think for such type of service. It is Baba's service, but what is your duty in that service becomes very clear. No matter who becomes instrumental for that service, whether they are in the office, and whatever type of service is there, what is your duty? So many forms of service take place from the beginning, and I always remember how Baba is so silent, no matter how much expansion of service there was. This silence would draw me very close towards Baba. It makes the Brahmin full of the attraction of God's power inside them. We have a right to have liberation in life, but to experience this liberation now, first make yourself liberated from all this. It is only then that you will experience the liberation in life that follows this feeling of liberation. You will have an internal voice that whatever was in drama is good. Like sometimes we tell Baba, right or wrong, Baba says, right or wrong doesn't matter. What goes of yours, whether something is right or wrong. As a story of one sister, I had no idea who wrote this letter because I did not remember her. And then I asked to invite her, that in the face of the world that there's going to be problems for everyone. When problems appear, you develop to think that if this mother was saying that if my husband hears his mother, he will divorce me, then what will happen to my child? And I was so much into the confusion and pain of these thoughts that I had. You also explain to yourself. Sometimes you have such friends, and sometimes you become that friend to someone because service is at every step. I began to notice that mother who was so worried about her situation in life, by hearing all these wonderful aspects of knowledge, her worry of what the future is going to be like disappeared. Baba gave her three virtues. One, the power of tolerance. This power of tolerance is so important because it calms your thoughts. These thoughts of what will happen in the future, how it will happen, the power of tolerance will help you and enable you to remember Baba. You will develop the power to merge it, and you will develop the power to accommodate. You will not go into expansion. You merge it inside, then you accommodate it or you merge it. These three powers go together. Then keep three virtues together with these three powers. So don't expand it. Keep patience, keep love, and keep peace. Then everyone will begin to love you. Patience, peace, and love. She says, they get so angry with me and I get angry with them. then all your fear, your pain and suffering will disappear. So now that you sit in front of me, and when such things appear in front of you, remember the three powers and the three virtues, and you will remember this scene. So even to yourself, do not spend time in worry or the past, and therefore be the one that loses your own future. Make your fortune and the bestower of fortune your companions. Baba is my fortune maker. My fortune is such, no one can ever take it away from me. This fortune maker, the bestower of fortune, is my father. I used to have these thoughts, my body's condition is such that how can I ever make my fortune? And Baba has reminded me, child, your fortune lies in the hands of God. The versions of God, I repeat every single day. That is why I'm free from the worry of the feelings of the condition of my body. When your karma is very elevated and you are and the bestower of fortune with you as your companion, then you are free from any kinds of worry about your fortune.